Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Every watch night service, a scripture is pulled for the church that we're supposed to look at, and hopefully it will inform our year. And since the watch night service was on a Saturday night, and I usually preach the next Sunday, I said to the folks, I'm not that clever. We'll have to wait a week, and I'll actually have to think about this verse of scripture before I preach about it. And I think it's quite an appropriate verse for 2012. And the reason I think this is because the book that it's taken out of, 1 Thessalonians, was written to a community that were having real struggles over the imminent return of Jesus. They had forgotten what Jesus had said, that no one knows the time or the place or the hour, only God in heaven. Even Jesus said he didn't know, but humans think that we should figure this out. And so they were trying to figure out when Jesus was going to come. And some were so convinced that he was coming in that generation that they quit jobs. They stopped working. And when the money ran out, they decided to mooch off their neighbors. That's why Paul at one point said, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat. And sometimes we've pulled that out of context, thinking that if people can't find jobs, we have no responsibility toward them. That's not what it means. These were people who purposefully stopped what they were doing because, well, God was coming. Jesus was coming back. Why do we need to do anything? Now, you know, in 2011, we had two predictions of the world coming to an end. May of that year, we were on rapture watch. And then when that fell through, he said, October. October's really going to happen. And October came and went, and no signs of Christ coming. And now we have the Mayans in 2012 and December 21st. Everything's supposed to be gone. Well, I have no clue, and it's not up to the church or the Mayans or anybody else to make predictions. And what I love about Paul is when he's talking and addressing the serious issue in the church, he doesn't tell them how to wait for Christ and to sit back and look. He says, how do we live in that time that we're waiting? How do we live until either Christ comes back or we die? How do we live? And he gives this wonderful command. We belong to the day. He said, let us be sober. Now, what that means is let us have our wits about us. We should always be educating ourselves. We should always have sharp minds. We don't park our reasoning at the door of the church when we walk in. That's why every denomination I know of has institutions of higher learning. Think about it. There are Catholic colleges, there are Baptist colleges, there's Moravian colleges, Lutheran colleges. That's why we have Bible study, because we always need our wits about us. We need to constantly be thinking and weighing things. When we're not sober, bad things can happen. We see that every day. When young people and even older people get behind the wheel of a car and they're drunk. And I one time asked a young person who had a terrible bout and almost died from alcohol poisoning, why did you do that? And he said, well, after a few drinks, it just seemed like a good idea. It didn't seem bad at the time.